quite a heavy rainstorm before the game, and it's starting to come down again, just slicking the pitch up a little bit.
May affect the play.
Jordan Simpson, little ball into midfield, gets it back again and then looks to hit the trialist on the far side, who's hugging the left touchline, cutting in on his right foot, overhits the cross, and Akwai clears it away, but FC United have it again, and Main on the edge of the area works it back, and the shot comes in, and it's Paul Ennis with a fine finish. We were just mentioning the pitch might have slickened up a bit, hit it low and hard, Keith, and it went in from about 25 yards. 1-0 FC United.
Shot from distance, as I said, that's what he does, and it's it, as you say, it was low and into the bottom left hand corner as we look at the goal, and well, that's exactly what I expect from Charlie Ennis, to be honest.
And here come Banbury going forward. Landers into the box, gets it across. Ray has equalised. It's raining goals in North Oxfordshire. And Christopher Ray scores from 6 yards out. But it was all about Landers down the right-hand side. Got the cross in. And it was into a dangerous area, Tony. And Ray did the rest.
Oh, yes. And that was a very good work down the wing and across, which gave the Banbury player a chance to snaffle it.
What was your thoughts on that, Keith?
Well, I think FC United caught napping at the back. We play a high line. You pay the price when you play a high line. It was four red shirts against three blue shirts in the end, and that's the price you pay.
Well dealt with by Dodd. He did well there, Keith, to bring that ball down, because Ray was in behind him.
He was. One slip and he'd have been through.
He's a good footballer, as I say. He's got a good touch and he can hold the ball well.
And Marbert, talking of good touches, it wasn't there for Dan Lavercombe. Took a fly kick and left the ball for Morgan Roberts. And Roberts puts it into the back of the net. It'll be the easiest goal he'll probably score all season. FC United looking to come forward, but Rizulu has broken things up on the halfway, and he's got Ray ahead of him to his right. Ray in on goal. Good finish. Kept it low. That was key. He kept it low. I think Lavercombe might have got a hand on it. But again, it was furthest point. Get down low. Harder to get to. And Ray has scored his second goal of the game and put Banbury 3-1 up in the 54th minute. Rizulu doing well, though. Here comes the number two trialist for FC United, gets the ball out to the trialist, the shot comes in, it's back to Ennis. Ennis's shot is parried by Harding, and then the 16 goes to ground, and the referee has given a penalty. We said there'd be more goals in it, or more to the point you did, Keith, and I think it's proving the point. It's going to be Ennis from 12 yards. He's already rattled one in from 25 yards. Up against Jack Harding, who's a bit of a penalty stopper specialist. What can Ennis do against him? Ennis steps up, hits it straight down the middle. It's 3-2.
Yeah, it's usually Ennis with the dead balls, the free kicks, the penalties.
No doubt about it. Just put the laces through it, set it straight down the middle. Harding went to his left. It's 3-2 Banbury United. FC United back in it.
You mentioned at the beginning of the game about two teams that want to keep it on the ground and pass it forward rather than play long ball. And I think that proven to be the case, and the teams that are the team that's dominated and scoring throughout the game has been the team that's controlled the midfield.
Yeah.
That's been
the key area, as it often so is. And here's Akwai as FC United give the ball away again. Akwai finishes it. 4-2. A mistake from FC United, and they're punished by Ben Akwai. 70 minutes, and Banbury restore their two-goal advantage. Ben Akwai with a quite composed finish off his left foot. Ethan Johnson bursting forward, lays it into Ray, gets it back. Johnson a little bit wide, but gets the ball across. Ray's got his hat-trick. Well, he's got his hat-trick after a sort. If you want to be pedantic, you could probably say it's an own goal.
Well, I think you've got to say that.
But Ray got the last touch from a Banbury player, and it's gone into the back of the net. And it's 5-2.